You know, what's so exciting about Florida is our ag industry, and we have such abundance. And so really finding a home for that product that otherwise would not make it into the supply chain. And we're very excited that Congress passed some tax incentives that went into effect in December that really can assist the farmer in making that donation even more profitable.
If growers did want to do that, where could they find out how valuable this is? Talk to their accountants, talk to you, what?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that they could go to our website, which is feedingflorida.org, or they can reach out to me personally at robin@fafb.org, and I'd be more than happy to point them in the right direction. And also, I at the convention today, I had information that I gave to the Farm Bureau, so they have it on site, but I'm going to post it on our website.
Is it substantial, the deductions growers can get?
My understanding from the farmers in the crowd that this really could be a game changer, and it's very exciting. So I would, it's hard for me to tell if it's a big for them, but from all the indications that I've received during my talks, everybody's very excited about this opportunity.
An awful lot of food in America does go to waste, never makes it to market that farmers have produced. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, national studies that have been done indicate that approximately 20% of all produce grown in this country never makes it into the supply chain. Another 20% is lost during the supply chain. And what we're really trying to capture is that recovery of food that never makes it into the supply chain, either because markets turn, and it's no longer affordable to get out of the field, or it's cosmetically blemished. Otherwise, really edible, but just not for retail sale.
Who can you give this food to get some credit?
Well, obviously our network, we're the Florida Association of Food Banks, called Feeding Florida, and we have 14 member food banks throughout the state of Florida. They represent and cover the entire state, and we service over 3,000 agencies that are in the neighborhood. So partnering with us, obviously, you can give the food to organizations that are not-for-profit, whose mission is to help those in need, the elderly, children, and people who don't have the wherewithal.
Are there any downsides?
I can't see one downside. I think this is an exciting opportunity and a win-win for the growers and a way for Florida to really focus and figure out the better way to feed those in need a healthy, nutritious meal.
And that's all my questions. Anything you'd like to add we didn't discuss?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to share this great news, this tax incentive that I think will be a game changer and really help us get the produce. I mean, I think Florida has over 200 million pounds of produce that never makes it in the supply chain. Again, I think that's lowballing it. So we're excited about the potential.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.